You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. It's Friday already. It's already August 16th. We're already a day away from our huge wing ding. Matt and I are wearing our festive Friday black shirts today. He's got his...
Or blue.
Where's his blue?
As it were.
Three, sir. dark shirts today.
Thank you.
I have my classique best 23 best miles 23. Of Mexican food shirt on today.
And I have my over-modulating VU meter.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've been over-modulating story of my life. Forever. He beat me to it. Thanks for picking up this wonderful gift from a donated present from our friend Gail.
Yeah, Modus Performance, northwest corner of Sunrise and Kolb. And it's they do golf training, and they will get your golf game right where you want it to be, unless you want to play in the Masters. You may have to work a little bit harder at that.
This is a pretty amazing value. What's in this thing?
$575 value. It's a golf fitness starter kit, tour stop package, comprehensive golf performance assessment, custom design training program provided digitally to a mobile device, and one coached training session to go through the training program. And it also includes a golf towel, a Modus golf towel, Modus poker chip, ball marker, divot tool, sleeve of logo golf balls, Modus Pro V1 golf balls, Modus hat, Modus coffee mug, and a cinch bag, and mini resistance bands, and a gift certificate for a branded Modus Performance T-shirt. So,
holy crap!
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I got to meet the staff there yesterday. It was it's a nice place.
Did they work on your putting? Your putting shirt?
Well, I had to explain to them. They offered to. And I explained to them that all of my golf clubs, the shafts have 90-degree bends in them.
Shaft.
I don't know how that got there, but all of my clubs are bent at 90-degree angles. I think it might have been after a particularly bad afternoon on the links.
I was so excited about golf after a while. I told this story. I took my entire golf bag with the clubs in it and threw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
I just came home and I went, and I just threw them in.
I can't argue with that.
I don't
approach.
Have time with it anymore. That's the problem.
It's a humbling game.
You know, it's that and baseball. Watching baseball take 5 hours. I don't have 5 hours in a day to do anymore.
Right. Yeah, it's nuts. But anyway, yeah, they got a facility. They got a Titleist branded. Gail's gonna.
It's beautiful.
Be disappointed. Titleist branded training analyzer.
Swingy dingy.
Swing analyzer. So it's really neat. This will be one of the raffle items, I guess. And the gift basket is cleverly placed in a basket your range balls in.
Correct. No, yeah. I just noticed. I'm like,
I see what they did there.
I'm like, this is kind of heavy. I go, oh, it's an actually real range ball bucket.
Yeah.
I love it.
It says property of Skyline Country. I'm just kidding. It does not say that.
Don't tell Will and Brock. Well, I can't wait to see all of you tomorrow at 5. Such amazing donations, and we've just got a VIP package for the Rockin' for Heroes concert for Mike and Bonnie.
Nice.
Margo went to pick up Lindy was contributing from the Thunder Bacon Burger, and she called me a day or two ago and said, "God bless Lindy." Lindy went for 300. In gift cards.
Wow.
And so I want to go.
Do the rundown because, man, a lot of great stuff has been donated by local businesses who want to help raise money. And there's just great stuff that people can put their raffle tickets in.
Let's do this thing. We got time. 6:10. All right. Of course, 20 grams of gold, Tucson coin and autograph. Amazing. Simulator experience with General Maxwell, F-16 simulator experience. We got that going for us. We got a 65-inch super terrific TV that has been donated by Ed from Honor Flight. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate that. We have dinner with Dr. D. Filippo. We have a night in Italy dinner for 24-course meal cooked by CJ Ham and me. What else do we got here today? We got a Madaris print of a Vermilion flycatcher that Sarah is donating. That's beautiful.
Sweet.
Pat's donating this beautiful glass eagle. We have Marshall Tucker tickets, Little River tickets.
Nice.
We have Gaslight tickets.
And not who's, the, who's doing the instant wine cellar?
We're not doing that.
Okay.
So we're going to save that for another event.
Okay, great.
So Sarah and I, figuring out what all the stuff that we had, we said, you know.
Cool. Okay.
We good. So what else do we got here? That was, so the Little River and Marshall Tucker ticks were from the Desert Diamond. Three beautiful dress shirts by Hem and Her from the Marvelous Marv.
Dang.
What else do we got here? Visit Tucson donated a beautiful gift basket Kathy gave to us, and it's got the coolest umbrella I've ever seen for Tucson swag possibly ever. So, but that's going to be, and some of these things will be combined by the time in various ways. So some of it will be standalone, some will be not. We do have a TPD ride along, which and a Sheriff Daniels ride along.
Yeah.
So that's when it gets real. Pistol Safe, $350. Anthem, $400 gift set. Ackerley Advertising donated a beautiful U of A gift basket. Greg from Mutz, the Ferrari diecast. It's 45 years old of a Ferrari Testarossa. What else do we got here today?
There were some gizzard wizards in there.
Oh, we got plenty of gizzard wizards. So I was going to save the restaurants to get. So all the restaurant gift cards are Jethro's, Rocco's, Dante's Fire, Lindy Thunder Bacon Burger, Copper Creek Cookies came in with this lottery basket thing. That's just wild. You'll see it's got cash and lottery tickets, and it's kind of a fun one. I really like it. Divine Bovine, Ron from Picture Rocks, who will be here soon, did his barbecue basket because he's doing his own spices, and the guy's, he's the king of all media right
he
now,
is.
Ron.
He so is.
He's
there's doing no, real- there's no objection, no doubt.
So he's got that. The Marana Pumpkin Patch just gave us a big, big, beautiful basket that has tickets and swag and pumpkin butters and all that other good stuff. Shish Kebab House, El Taco Rustico, Union Hospitality, Just Kebab, BBG, American Warrior, various veteran-related really cool stuff. Gary and Judy Davison gave us a beautiful gift basket that has gift cards and other things in it. Love that. Gerson's, Dean gave us a big gift certificate, Lucky Wishbone, Bruce Ash, the Barry Goldwater doll, and the bottle of Trump-labeled wine. I think I'm missing some other things, but it's, so thank, first of all, gratitude for all the donations. Just, you guys are the best. The best. And then, you know, we're 175 strong for tomorrow night on the RSVPs, and, should be very, very good. So let's go visit some great sponsors. We're going to be doing a countdown of the top TripAdvisor restaurants at 7:07. We got 6:30. They're doing some sort of thing and a whatever about voting. Hold on. It's coming up to me. Chris Reed Good. Protect the Vote is doing a event on Monday. So we're going to have one of those good folks calling in. Ron Arenas, Sean McCluskey. Also, happy English Premier League soccer opening day. My Manchester United plays later today, hosting Fulham at Old Trafford. So,
okay.
We're back, baby.
We're back.
Enjoy your 7-hour baseball games,
yeah,
everybody.
But do they have a Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce storyline going in their league?
That's why it's better. All right. Phil and the boys, Tony, Mike, Genesis. Genesis, as Shatner said in Wrath of Khan, Genesis, what's that? Wake up. Here we go. Whoa.
Whoa.
There we go. All right, everyone. As Matt told you on the track, watch out for Speedway and Stone. We have more bullets flying. Second gun battle in 5 days. 4 days. 6 days. 5 days. Three, sir. Since Sunday morning.
Yep.
Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. So now we have the gun battle near the – now it's – that was 4 miles away from the U of A now. Now it's just a block away from the U of A.
Right.
Huh?
I tell you, man. Rahina's Tucson is falling apart. Right? The badass supermamas, the proof is in the pudding. That's where you're at. There is no – there's – it's wild out there, man. Wild. Or – so, you know, Dr. – what's our new U of A president? What's is Gattamella? Is that it?
I believe so.
I want to make sure I get this right before I get canceled. New U of A president, Arizona. There we go. So I just should get this right. Yeah, Gattamella. Okay, so make sure I got it right.
Yep. Yeah, here it is, Chris. Quote: deadly shooting early this morning, Speedway and Stone. TPD responded to shooting before 4 a.m. 1000 North Stone. A man was pronounced dead at the scene. Two adult males have been transported to the hospital, one with life-threatening injuries, the other with non-life-threatening injuries. No suspects in custody. Yikes. And the road is closed between Speedway and... the road is closed between Speedway and Stone.
All right, so one dead... two that could possibly die in the hospital, and one
with life-threatening, the other non-life-threatening.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so one dead, one with life-threatening, one with non-life-threatening.
I'm telling you, man.
Yikes.
So if I'm Suresh, the new president of the U of A, I told this to Robbins, and the thing I didn't tell Robbins when I first met him was, make sure you hire good accountants. I forgot to tell him that in the beginning. I also told him not to loan any money to the athletic department, but he did that too. But there's two things the new president of the U of A will do that he won't do, but I wish he would. Let's call it that. You sit down with the city count Romero and you say, I can't have a violent shoot fest around the university. I can't.
And so the answer will be, you have to support us in pushing for gun laws.
Of course.
I'm just playing out the scenario.
And I need $10 million for the free crime trail line.
Yeah, right. Okay, we'll do something. Yeah, right. For the trolley or whatever. Yeah.
Then the other thing is, I want to let it slip at a press conference. I am really disappointed that the kids that we're letting into the U of A from Arizona public schools can't read.
Thank you.
And stop taking the money for remedial. Talk about, well, you can do it, but talk. He said in an interview, in a op-ed he did it when he was the president of Vermont, that he hated that kids were going so deep into debt for school.
He did say that.
Right, so let's see how he does on tuition. But the other thing is, you have kids that are spending extra money to throw. I know Joe Biden will. Joe Biden, 4 years from now, when he's not president, will still think he can forgive their loans. Jill, let's do those loans. But what he needs to do is say, to just be honest with everyone, how much money are we making off of remedial? Between their remedial and their stupid DEI courses they have to take? How much is that costing them?
Right.
Right? Because, hey, going to the U of A just tuition in-state is about $12,000 to $13,000. Well, between your DEI classes and your remedial, you could be spending $6,000 to $10,000 just on that. I mean, come on, man. Let's get to Limberlost Liz. Limberlost Liz, welcome to Bullets Are Flying Friday here in Tucson. What's up?
Good morning. Just two comments on Rahina's Tucson. The first one I want to make is the young girl that was sexually assaulted on the free bus. And the second one is the young girl of the domestic violence incident who ended up passing away. And guy was let go on a $2,500 bond. If people are not disgusted by this, then we're done. And that's for real. Because this is what's happening every day in Tucson, and these people are blind, and they don't care. And it's really, really sad. You're having gun battles. You know, every night when Pool Guy and I go to sleep, there's probably, we always hear some type of shooting. cops don't come. As you say, as in your phrase, this is where we're at.
Right. it's true, right? I mean, but again, it's part of it's the media, right? And part of it is no one's taking responsibility for anything, right? These are things that 100% of it is out of our control. Other than, as Matt said, if you're not banning guns, then if they ban guns, then what will happen is all this will stop. And of which, of course, is horse crap.
Well, and what's the county attorney's response on the low bail? Well, 2025, I got a bill I want to go in.
Well,
how does that solve her performance on issues right now?
No, I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to run through that domestic violence case where this woman is now, you know, basically dead. It's the fact that this is how stupid Tucson reporters are, right? So whoever did the story on KOLD with her response, when talking about a low bail set for a domestic violence guy, right? She just goes on a rant, and this is also with the she goes, "Oh, we need to go to no cash bail." That was the answer, no cash bail. And you're sitting there going, "Well, as a reporter, how you'd say, well, what does this have to do with one or the other?" And they just let her go, and they put her crap out there. And there's unsuspecting or liberals who lap this crap up, watching the news, going, "Oh, thank God, we're going to go to no cash bail." What? It's always.
But they're not the family that has to pay for this, right? They're not the family who's lost a child. They're not the family whose child was molested on the free bus, right? Taking the bus to wherever it was she was going, and three dudes decided to take advantage of that. They're not the families of this. The families of this are paying for this not only in the loss of their daughter or the molestation of their child, but also, on a sidebar, we're losing in this with our tax dollars, right? Because our tax dollars are supposedly funding this crap, and nothing's getting done. And, you know, families like this, like the people that you had on your radio on the show a while back about their daughter or their son getting killed, you know, if people aren't listening to this, but they're not affected by it, right? This circle of righteousness, the city council, the board of supervisors, none of this touches them, and they don't care. And as long as they have these people that continue to vote them in because it doesn't touch them, it's going to be like this. And it's disgusting. It's sick. You look at the city, it's a mess. You know, the roads are crap. There's trash, there's weeds, there's everything everywhere. The zombies are everywhere, and they don't care. And people should be outraged, especially by this girl who lost her life and he was set free on $2,500. And, you know, will he come back? Probably not. Will they find him? Probably not.
Remember, $2,500 bail is only $250 cash.
Yeah, well, he's gone. I mean, he's probably gone. They won't find him, and if they do, it'll be a while.
All
but
right.
In the meantime, this family's lost their child.
Amen. Liz, so, stay safe out
much.
There. Rant away, my friend. Barbara's saying that Speedway is closed between Stone and Sixth right now. So
makes more sense. Thank you.
Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right. Little Joe Satriani, 6:34 in the morning. Again, watch out for Speedway and Stone right now. 4 o'clock in the morning, shooting. Bullets flying again in Tucson, Arizona. We got one dead, one seriously injured, one non-threatening. So we got that going for us. Ron Arenas is here. Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling.
Hey, good morning.
And, of course, the donator of the amazing spice rub pack for tomorrow night's Wing Ding.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be a nice event.
Absolutely. So thank you for supporting us as always.
Yeah,
The king of all media now. He was working the cameras on the podcast on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. I stopped in and wanted to help out. So
I love it. I was doing my Live the Dream Media Wednesday with Clint and Dave, and all of a sudden the Magic Man was here, and he was in the control room
The meat locker.
The meat locker.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he was
so I got to be in the meat locker.
He was. So that was pretty good. So love doing that. And, you know, I think we got, I don't know, like maybe like seven. I think we're pushing 700 views of that for Wednesday.
Okay.
So I thought that was pretty solid.
That's good.
It's only like our third or fourth of, we call it the working title podcast because we can't come up. We're not professionals. as Jerry and George said, we're not men. We're trying to figure this out. So, but it was always good to see you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And I can't wait to see you and your lovely bride tomorrow night.
Yeah, it'll be three times this week.
I'm a blessed man. Let's go to Mike Vellante, Protect the Vote. They got an event in Tucson on Monday. Mike, what's going on, sir? Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. Mike, where are you calling from?
Actually, I'm calling today from Huntsville, Alabama.
And where are you originally from? I love your voice. Where are you? Tell me where you're from.
Certainly not Huntsville. I'm originally from Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay. Got it. All right. Yeah. I love it. What are you kids doing in Tucson on Monday?
Well, on Monday, we've got several election integrity groups working together. We've got a workshop starting at 9:30 in the morning at the Eddy Hotel. We title it Protect the Vote. It covers several different topics, including the proposed ballot initiative on open primary and ranked choice voting. Also covers probably the most important thing that we see around the country, the need for poll watchers and especially poll workers. The more eyes we have learned, the more eyes that are on the process, both at the voting booth and in the ballot processing centers, the more transparency you have, the less likelihood something nefarious is going to happen. So we're encouraging people to, you know, volunteer in the case of being poll watchers, and, you know, sign up in the case of being poll workers, to be part, not just vote, but be part of the democratic process and protect the vote. One of the things we found is that people themselves, their involvement will help protect the vote a whole lot better.
So I'm sure you've heard it because you're out there talking out there across the country. I have a good amount of people who are Republicans who are just down on the election process and say they're gonna steal it again for Kamala. I've heard this 9 times in the last 10 days. They're just gonna steal it for her. What's different? So Mike Vellante, what's different now in 2024 from 2020? Because I remember Rudy Giuliani was on this show a week before Election Day saying, we got lawyers prepared and blah, 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 blah. That was only, after anything happens, it's always tough. So champions are made in the off season. So what have we done here to make sure leading up to 2024
that is an awesome question, Chris, because you hit it right on the button. Anybody that's doing election integrity 2 or 3 months or even 2 or 3 weeks before the election, the game is over. It's all the stuff that you do during the off season. During the past 4 years, we've seen throughout the country, but even especially in Arizona, things that changed and legislation that was passed that helped tighten up the system, that helped make it more transparent, that gave more access to people to be able to watch the process, not just again in the polling places, but in the processing centers, because you have so many more people these days voting by mail ballot. The other part that's happened is that besides some of the legislative changes, there's a greater awareness now, I think, of people of the importance. And we saw that difference between 2020 and 2022. In 2022, we had a whole lot more people manning the polls, being poll watchers, in some cases being poll workers, and that helped reduce the opportunity for things to happen that should not be happening, whether it be by design or whether it be by incompetence. I don't mean to be negative at this hour of the morning, but you know, in
we're talking about a shooting that happened 2 hours ago. So you're less negative than that.
Less negative than that. But in Maricopa County 2 years ago, you know, there were problems with the paper not fitting the printer and messing up a whole bunch of votes and creating chaos at the polling places in Maricopa County. That necessarily wasn't done because, someone had this grand plan to put the wrong paper in. It was just incompetence. And the more people you have involved in this process, the more eyes you have on it, the less chance that kind of stuff is going to happen. And in terms of what Rudy talked about, I think people had an awakening after November 2020. And from what I understand, not only election integrity groups like ours and Honest Elections and Turning Point and others, Voter Reference Foundation and Heritage are more focused on that kind of thing of being prepared post-election, because there's a real possibility that you get to November 5th and the election continues. I mean, it used to be Election Day was a one-day, what I used to call a one-day sale. You do everything up to that one day. That's one day that your business is open and you have the sale and you try and be successful at it. Now you have early voting, you have absentee voting, you have Election Day, and then I think you're going to see after Election Day, if it's anywhere near being a close election, you know, all kinds of litigation. And I think they are better prepared for that than they were in 2020.
So the nightmare is the people who have, say they want an early ballot, then they miss, they don't do the deadline when they should mail it in by, and then there's thousands and thousands of these things walked in on Election Day, and then it drags everything out. I am a big fan of one day outlawing the walked-in early ballot. If you don't make it by the date you're supposed to mail it in, you have to get off your ass and go vote at a poll. That's it.
They have streamlined it a little bit, though.
You're asking people to be responsible here. Come on now, Chris. Know. You know, everybody's got things they've got to do, is what they'll tell you. You know what? Here's how we look at it. Men and women have died across this world for us to have the right and the opportunity to vote. The sacrifice they made, what we're asking people to do, no one is trying to prevent anybody from voting that is legally registered to vote. No one is trying to prevent anybody who is here in this country from voting. But we are trying to prevent people who are not citizens of this country from voting, which you have in this country. I'm here in Alabama right now. They just pulled off. Now, think of this. Alabama, a hugely red state, they just pulled off 3,000 people off their voter rolls, the Secretary of State did, that are ineligible to be voting because they're not U.S. citizens. So that is a real problem around the country, which is why you've had the federal legislation that's taken place. You have lawsuits taking place in Arizona to try and ensure that only U.S. citizens vote. And people need to take responsibility. And you're right. The laws right now make it pretty easy to be able to get your application in, your ballot in, and many opportunities to vote. If you don't take that responsibility, it's on you. It shouldn't be on somebody else. And you need to have elections that are decided quickly. More states are doing the kind of thing that say you have to have your ballot in by Election Day. If you don't have your ballot in by Election Day and it comes in the day after or 2 days later, it's not going to count. I mean, those are the kinds of things that require some responsibility of people to follow deadlines, follow directions. And you know what? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And there's absolutely nothing that is being done to try and prohibit or prevent people from voting.
Well, and the other thing about Arizona that should worry people is that 2020, you had a Republican governor and attorney general and a secretary of state. And now we have what we have.
Yeah.
And it's going to make it tougher.
Much tougher. And that's why you've seen litigation taking place, you know, where your secretary of state writes the election procedure manual and releases it, you know, on New Year's Eve in 2023. And then, you know, when people finally do get around to reading it, there are so many things in there, you know, not using tools that are available to ensure that U.S. citizens are the only ones that vote. There are tools available from the federal government of all places that will tell you if someone who is trying to register to vote is on a list of people that should not be registering because they're not U.S. citizens. They don't use it. The other thing of freedom of speech, you know, they try and pass or wrote into the election procedure manual something that says you can't, you know, if someone takes offense or feels threatened or whatever just by someone asking a question, you know, that person can be removed or that person can be taken away. You know, all of the taking away people's rights of freedom of speech. Again, no one is trying to do anything here, but watch, participate, and call out things that are not being done according to the law. And, you know, that's where we've reached this point in this country, is we have to fight both, you know, on the ground and in the courts to make sure that people have the right to watch, to listen, to observe the election process. And that's just the way it is, and we're going to do that. We're going to do that big time in 2024.
Well, if a critical mass of Americans believe that elections are not on the up and up, this place will devolve very quickly. And I know the Democrats love thinking that they're getting away with stuff and winning stuff, but in the end, overall, for the fabric of America, it's pure poison.
It certainly is. That is the foundation of, that's the thing that makes us different, is that freedom to do that, freedom to choose to have a republic. And, you know, we encourage everybody to come out and vote. If you're legal, if you're registered, yep, and you vote once, because that's going to be the other thing, is college campuses have become a breeding ground of places where you see election problems taking place, because you have people registering to vote there while they're still registered to vote back home. There are all kinds of things that on a daily basis we have to fight on. That's why these kinds of grassroots seminars that we do, I think, are so important, because it educates people as to what's going on, and it encourages them to get involved because they can make a difference.
All right, Eddie Hotel. This is the new hotel on Campbell, just north of River. Beautiful place. It's Monday. What time's this thing going on, Mr. Vellante?
Registration is at 9, and the program begins at 9:30.
Does it cost anything?
No. I mean, it's welcome to come, and if you're interested in getting information, that people can just go to americafirstpolicy.com/vote. Has a list of several of the workshops we're doing around the country. There's one for the event in Tucson on Monday. They can click there and register.
All right. Well, if you guys care, you're really worried about what's going on, you want to help out on the protecting the vote aspect of what's going on in the world, I highly encourage you go over to the Eddie Hotel on Monday morning and do it up with Mike and the crew. So, Mike, thanks for the call. And if there's good updates between now and Election Day, let me know.
Will do. Thanks for having me, Chris. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. All right, Mike Vellante, Protect the Vote. Monday morning at the Eddie Hotel on Campbell, north of River. Let's go to break. Remember, stay away from Speedway and Stone right now. Speedway looks like it's closed between Stone and 6th. There has been another gun battle in Tucson, Arizona. So it's like living in some back to Banana Republic. You know, what's how often are we going to have a gun battle on the streets of Tucson? So I'm telling you, man, I just did that thing with that meme with Dr. Gaudamella. Hey, bear down, welcome. And then, oh yeah, there was a shooting 4 miles from campus. Then you have this today at 300 yards from campus. So I'm sure there'll be a public statement from Rahita sometime in the next decade or so. Wake up Tucson.
After the election.
Wake up Tucson. All right. Welcome back to Wake Up Tucson. We are one day away from our amazing Southern Arizona Honor Flight fundraiser. There's a few of you who can't make the wingding, which is, we understand. Some of you are late and don't in your RSVP. And I had a hard time. Not a hard time, but a firm date with the hotel. And so I've gotten many requests for you to come, and I have to be a rude jerk store again. So, but what you want, a lot of you have said, hey, how do I donate to Honor Flight? I want to help out. So go to honorflightsaz.org. If you go to something that's called just Arizona Honor Flight, that's not this. That's Phoenix. All right. So you got to make sure Southern Arizona Honor Flight, honorflightsaz.org. And all the way to the right, you'll see the word donate. Hit the magic word. And you can, and then if you want to send them a check, hit the contact us page. Cause I know there were people like, I was talking to Anita at the American Legion Auxiliary, and I knew they were sending a check to Honor Flight for the event.
Okay. Yeah.
That's Ron Arenas, by the way.
Good morning.
Guys Next Door.
Yeah. Guys Next Door every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on this station.
You're on TV.
We are on TV, yeah.
Tell us about TV.
I don't have as much involvement with the TV that...
What?
I'm on it, but...
Oh, okay.
Right. But I'm not... Pastor John does probably 90% of the TV show.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on there and I help him, but He does all the heavy lifting on that one.
That's okay. You got other things to do, and you got a business, and you're running with your family. Did you guys find a location yet to move the Picture Rocks World Headquarters yet?
We have. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because yeah, I know Janae. I think she said it was getting close.
It's getting close. We extended it. There is some issues that needed to be taken care of with the building. So September 30th is when we're supposed to close.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're excited.
Yeah, because you've been basically kind of running this out of various.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have our world headquarters. And I believe that we will have a ribbon cutting with the chambers in February, because February is when we started. So it'll be our 24th anniversary.
Very nice.
For the business.
I'll come in and visit after the chambers leave.
Okay.
You know me. The old crab. 2 weeks from today is high school football.
Yeah. Excited.
I am pumped. Our CDO Dorados are playing 2 weeks from tonight. At 2 weeks from today at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you had the new coach. Cause,
I had the new coach, Scott
Coach
McKee.
Peace.
He retired after two championships. So well-deserved. But Coach McKee's coming in. He already is a seasoned coach. He spent, I think, about 10 years at Saguaro as their head coach.
Okay.
And he sounds like a great guy. He sounds like he's the right fit for the culture of the team. And he's going to do some really good things. They do have a young team this year. So, you know, their success from the last 3 or 4 years, you know, all those kids are already graduated now. So he's bringing in a fresh new crop of very young kids. So
the what happened with we're changing divisions, like the 5A, 4A? I believe we're
still in 4A from what I saw.
I think we're moving up.
We won the championship?
There's something going on, because I thought even just CDO as a school was moving up, believe it or not. Like all sports.
Because of the population?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to, because some schools grow, some schools shrink.
Yeah, a few years ago, Tucson High moved up to 6A, and they were the only 6A in Tucson, so everyone that was in their division was in Phoenix.
Right.
So they were traveling all the time.
That's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, yeah. And the Phoenix schools, I believe because of their population, they have an advantage over the Tucson schools. There's more talent there just because they have, what, almost 5 million people
there?
There
is more talent in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Overall,
yeah.
I think for me, the football games for any of the communities, it's still the thing that kind of brings people together.
It is. It's great. I mean, you can see multiple generations there at the football games. Everyone's having a good time. Everyone's involved with it. So,
and again, it's young, it's old, it's, yeah, you know, and for in Oral Valley, we have some events that bring people together, but I feel like that's that kind of one of that regular ones that.
Yeah. And I think it's probably for a regular football game, it's $5 per person.
Yeah.
You can go support the snack bar, which supports the kids even further. You know, grab a hot dog or hamburger and a soda and sit back, relax, and watch the football teams play.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. All right, I got to get to some holidays before we run out of time. There's some good ones here today. It's National Kool-Aid Day.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
It's National Rum Day.
Oh, you could put some rum in your Kool-Aid.
Now, bringing it together. National Roller Coaster Day.
Chris, probably don't want to be drinking your rum while you're on a roller coaster.
Chris, no. Not a fan of roller coasters.
No, I like roller coasters.
And more importantly, it's National Bratwurst Day.
Okay. Right before the football season.
You are correct.
So, yeah, we can get behind that.
So go see our boys and girls at the sausage shop is my high recommendation. Yep. And he has a variety of amazing brats there.
He does.
And do it up. He's over on Prince and Fairview. Yep. He makes over 50, 60 different kinds of sausage. And I love his brats.
And all of his sandwiches that he has there. You can stop there, get lunch. You know, just great place.
Amazing. So we got that going. And it's National Men's Grooming Day. I do love the fact now that as a marketing thing, they've taken underarm deodorant and say you can now spray it in other places on your body, yeah. And now it's, quote, a body spray.
Yeah.
It's true, Matt. No, really. You can spray it in different
parts. Is that a hint that I need to take? Or
I've only smelled your upper body, so I can't confirm or deny that. So, all right, we're going to run down top 20 restaurants according to Travelers on TripAdvisor. We want to see. We do this about once a year.
Okay, top 20 for Tucson?
Tucson.
Okay.
And we'll see where it all plays out. So, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice.